Rocking the Lakes and Mountains 104.9 The Hawk and online thehawkrocks.com. Looking forward to an incredible season, the 15th season for Fisher Cats Baseball. They've got opening weekend starting tomorrow, and I'm joined on the phone by President Mike Ramshaw of New Hampshire Fisher Cats. Mike, thank you very much for calling in today.
Zach, thanks for having me.
And we are looking forward to, 15 seasons. That's incredible, and you guys have had one of the best season starts to date.
Yes, 15 seasons. It blows my mind that it's 15 seasons already. I'm entering my 12th season of Fisher Cats baseball, and this is by far the most exciting roster and the most exciting start to a Fisher Cats season that I've seen since I've been here. And the fans should be very excited about the talent that's on the field as well.
Now, what brought you to the New Hampshire Fisher Cats 12 years ago?
An opportunity came up with the new ownership. They were looking for career salespeople. I'm not really a baseball guy. I'm sorry to say that. I love people, and what better place to meet, hundreds of thousands of people every year than right here at Northeast Delta Dental Stadium. So I'm not a guy that lives life through regrets. I said, you know what, I'll take the opportunity, let's try it, and here I am 12 years later.
And
love it, wouldn't change a thing.
We've got a lot of people that are faithful locals that go each and every year. They buy their season tickets, they go for a game, they go all season, and then we have a lot of people that come here because we are vacation land. They come in, and then they hit up a game while they're here.
Yes, and that's actually one of the reasons why our games are at 7:05. It's for the folks up in the Lakes region. Give it a little extra time to get down here, to catch a Fisher Cats game. So once it starts getting to the summer and the travel months, you'll notice that our times go from 6:35 to 7:05, and that's really one of the thoughts behind making those game times at 7:05.
And it's real convenient to get to. You just come right on down the interstate. You pop off the highway, and it's practically right there. You cross a bridge, take a right. There's plenty of parking, and it's a great event for the whole family. You've got opening weekend this weekend. You've got opening day. It's tomorrow, correct?
It is. It is tomorrow, 6:35, against the Hartford Yard Goats.
Yeah. I love the names. I just love the day. There's Fisher Cats, and then there's the Yard Goats. There's the Rumble Ponies. Speaking of which, Tim Tebow's going to be here the 16th through the 19th.
Yes, we're very excited about Tebow Mania, as you would call it. he'll be coming with the Binghamton Rumble Ponies, like you said, 16th to 19th. So it's very exciting to have him, just to see somebody that has played two sports, Heisman Trophy winner, really going and making a push in the minor league system for the Mets. Just really good to see him move up from last year to this year, and we're very excited to welcome to New Hampshire and hopefully give them a big New Hampshire welcome.
That's going to be a great game. You guys have a lot of talent on the Fisher Cats as well. Vlad, Guerrero Jr., he's been featured on ESPN and the MLB Network?
Yeah, he's the number one prospect for the Toronto Blue Jays system, number three throughout Baseball America, throughout all baseball. Bo Bichette and Kevin Biggio, these are three offspring of former major leaguers, and they have not let us down thus far. They are very exciting to watch. As a matter of fact, listening to the ball come off the bat for Vlad Jr., it's impressive. This kid and these kids, they're young, but they are very competitive, and they're great athletes, and fans should definitely come down and check out the talent on the field, because these will be some names that they have already heard about, and they will continue to hear about with the being the children of two Hall of Famers. So.
I'm talking with President Mike Ramshaw for the New Hampshire Fisher Cats going into the 15th season. You got a lot of stuff planned, celebrating it all season long. You got some great promotional schedules that are out there for adults and for kids. You've got Nickelodeon Night featuring the Ninja Turtles on May 26th. You've got the biggest Atlas fireworks show in Fisher Cat history. That's going to be happening July 4th.
Yes, sir. That's our Atlas Fireworks Mega Blast. Atlas Fireworks is a great partner of ours. They've done our fireworks. If you've been down here before, they do a phenomenal job with the pyrotechnics display. And we have something actually new for opening weekend, just Friday and Saturday only. We'll be doing a ferocious pyrotechnics display with Atlas, and then we'll continue with our fireworks shows for the remainder of the season. But the 4th of July is our Mega Blast, largest fireworks display in history. It's pretty easy. You just add one more cake year after year, right? And sooner or later, it's going to get to a point where we have to stop.
Yeah, but, just keep building as you go along, right?
Right. It's by far one of our most popular promotions are our Atlas fireworks shows. We have them spread out between mostly Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Once you get into the thick of the summer, it's Thursdays and Saturdays. Earlier in the season, it's Fridays and Saturdays. So If you've never seen an Atlas fireworks show, you have to come down and check it out, and you're going to see the great talent on the field.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's fun, affordable, family entertainment. You know, for $48, you can get 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 bags of chips, and 4 sodas. You can't beat that anywhere.
No, and I personally, whenever I can, if I'm not doing an afternoon game, I try to hit the night games when there are fireworks, because it is a sight to behold, and you're right in downtown Manchester, and you get fireworks there almost after all these games.
Yeah, 26 to be exact.
Wow. And you guys also have some great new weekly promotions and specials for the those that are of the legal drinking age. You've got a Tall Boy Tuesday. You've got Thirsty Tuesday. You've also got so much. There's so much going on. And it's not just baseball. You guys have a dueling piano bar?
Yeah, this is a new. You're always looking at different things that you can add that are non-baseball events. So we're excited to have the dueling piano bar on June 2nd. And then our owner, Art Solomon, made some stadium improvements last year, and that included a tiki bar, stage with sound and lights, new seating in front of the Sam Adams Brew House, which is like the green monster. So we're going to be having the dueling piano bar up on the stage. Then on July 12th, we'll have a comedy show with Headliners Comedy. And then who doesn't love a food truck festival? We'll be doing that on August 17th and 18th. That's something new for us. We'll have them all around the warning track. So we're excited about the things, the more than baseball, that we have planned for 2018.
Where can people get their tickets ahead of time and get a full schedule?
You can get your tickets at nhfishercats.com. You can see our full promotional schedule there as well. Or you can call the box office at 603-641-2005.
All right. Well, Mike, president of New Hampshire Fisher Cats, Mike Ramshaw, thank you again for calling in. I'm looking forward to helping celebrate the 15th season. A lot of promos, a lot of stuff going on all summer long. Great family entertainment, great night out, whatever it happens to be. Head on down, check out Fisher Cats this season. Mike, thank you very much again.
Zach, thank you very much.
More music on the way. It's 104.9 The Hawk.